You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. What you won't and shouldn't be late for is what the business is. That's right. Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, from our friends at We Energies, because it's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses, you get a chance to call in and let us know what the business is. You got an event coming up. You get to call in and let us know what the business is.
Just stick to that first event you got going on, though. Just the first one. We'll work on the other ones later, but the first event.
That part.
833-212-1017.
What's that number?
833-212-1017. Y'all call in now, because we about to get this popping. And a lot of these businesses you'll be able to come and check out tomorrow at the Truth Family Fest, Riverside University High School. Okay? Tomorrow.
11
a.m. to 2 p.m. Homer and I will be there from 11 to noon.
That part.
We're going to start 12 o'clock, it off. We out. So we need y'all to be there on time.
Yep.
On time.
See, I'm
so... Homer's going to bring his gavel collection. And I'm going to bring. So you can see her in person.
Yeah, you can see my gavels.
Miss Shay Shay Fufu, my Shay Shay Fufu mug.
All right. So you're going to bring all your mugs?
No, I'm just going to bring the Shay Shay Fufu one. This one right here.
Okay, so I'm going to bring...
You only have to bring one gavel then.
No, I'm going to bring baby gavel and baby girl gavel.
I can't bring all the mugs. I got five mugs.
So we can go to the phone lines?
Oh, sorry.
We got to go to the what the business line. Y'all making what the business is about what we're taking. I need to find out what the business
is. We talk about the event tomorrow, first event.
But I'm saying the other part, like right now, let's go to the what the business lines. Call in now, 833-212-1017.
That's it.
Tiffany, great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is? Tiffany? All right, Tiffany.
Okay, see, Tiffany wants to talk about the mugs again. So I'm not going to be able to bring the full mug collection.
We got other what the business calls.
Oh, okay.
But I don't hear Tiffany.
All right.
Tiffany, are you there? Nope.
Tiffany gone.
Tiffany.
See?
All right, we're going to.
She wanted to hear about the mugs and the gavels and such.
Bailey! Order in the studio, Bailey.
Okay.
Order in the studio.
Okay,
let's go to Arthur Terrell B. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. I am Arthur Terrell B. of Coloring for the Soul. I'm calling in to let listeners know that there's another resource when it comes to grief. A lot of people don't necessarily like to talk about their grief, which is why I created Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief, which is a coloring book and journal that allows people the opportunity to express their feelings through coloring journaling at their own pace. I will be in attendance tomorrow at the Truth Family Fest, so if you'd like to stop by and preview the books, I'll be there with the original along with the 7 additional stages of grief coloring books. So, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Another one for True Family Fest. Love to see it. Y'all make sure y'all come out tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
We've got Samantha, I believe, Team Till 365. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, below. Gratitude morning to you and the amazing Bailey. I just wanted to report on the Heal the Hood Back to School Block Party and Resource Fair that will be happening on August 29th from 12 until 6 p.m. And the location this year is on 24th and Burleigh. And it goes from 24th all the way up to 21st. And this year, it'll be free school supplies, live music, African drumming, over 30 vendors, and, of course, free food. So So special shout out to Heal the Hood Milwaukee and Hajimu Butler and all the things you do. And also Blow Foundation. I know you'll be there as well. So thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Hi, Bailey. Hi, Homer.
Hi.
My name is Brian Keith Dye. Hi there. I'm a Milwaukee author, and I just want to give a shout out to my urban fantasy series, Grave Matters and Grave Intentions. The books follow Tara Graves. She's a Milwaukee-based mambo. So she's navigating magic and spirits and supernatural world in the city. Both books are available either at Niche Books on MLK, at Storykeepers out in West Allis, or you can go to Amazon or Audible because it's also an audio tape.
Mm-hmm.
So I love for Milwaukee readers who enjoy dark urban fantasy and mystery and local settings to check out Tara Graves.
Oh, nice.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for supporting local authors.
Absolutely. We're going to try Tiffany again.
Okay,
Tiffany, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
We're glad
what
you're
the
back.
Business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you now.
You. Okay. Milwaukee, your next real estate move is important. So why make it alone? I'm Tiffany Delaney with Homestead Realty, Inc. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, I'm here to provide personalized service and honest guidance every step of the way. From our first conversation to the closing table, I'll be there for you from beginning to end. When you're ready to make your next move, call Tiffany Delaney at Homestead Realty, 920-815-9758. Let's make your next move your best move.
All right. Thank you, Tiffany. Glad that we were able to get you. All right. We're going to, you're listening to What the Business Is. If you have a business and you got an event coming up, hit us up on the What the Business Is line at 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017.
It is being brought to you by We Energies.
See, I'm already.
You already know I'm there. All right.
We do this.
All right.
I believe we have Gina. Gina on the line. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is, Gina? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes. Good morning, Homer Blow and Bailey.
Good morning.
I love you guys.
We love you more.
I'm calling because we are New Career Services. I'm the owner of New Career Services. And we're going to be down at the Vendor Fest tomorrow. And we're going to be doing a raffle giveaway. We're going to be giving away some cash tomorrow, y'all.
All right.
So we're going to have, we're going to be giving away $100 at noon. We're going to be giving away $200 at 1 o'clock.
I did.
And the grand prize is going to be $500 at 1:45.
Wow.
That's Neil Cool Services. We will be at the booth tomorrow.
True Family Fest.
You can earn cold hard cash, y'all. Somebody's
right.
Gonna walk away with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you come find Neil Courier Services. We're also gonna be doing gift baskets as well. And those are participation gift baskets at 11:45, 12:45, and 1:30. All of these are followed up by the cash giveaway. We're gonna have two drums, one for the cash and one for the gift participation basket.
Right.
You can put the raffle tickets in whichever one you want. We do have bundles from $5. Let's go $5 to
$50. All right.
And you can divide it however you want to. You can put it all in the cash or you can put it in a gift basket. But all tickets is going to be in the drum all day. So you can win once. You can win twice. You can even win three times.
All of this is cash. That's so what the business is right there.
Yeah, we're not going to do any cash apps and Venmos.
No.
We steal your ticket, and it matches. We putting that cash in your hands.
We got you. And we look forward to seeing you there. All right, we'll see you. We will see you. We'll definitely see you. we're going to Amber. Amber, what the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning to you both. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Thank you.
About my business, I have an adult daycare center, kind of basically like a day program where we give at-home caregivers relief. So if you're at home taking care of a loved one, whether it be your father, your dad, your disabled son or child, we're here to give them activities and stuff to do throughout the day. We go on different outings. We have in-house physical therapy. So we're just here to, you know, give those people at home taking care of their loved ones a break, and knowing that when their loved one is in our care, that they are in great hands and being taken care of properly.
So nice. How do they get in contact with you, and a website, a phone number again? How do we get in contact with you?
So we can be reached at 414-877-7818. We are located in Greenfield, Wisconsin, right by Southridge Mall.
Nice.
We're also available on Facebook at Resilient Hearts Adult Day Center. Also on Instagram as well at Resilient Hearts Adult Day Center.
All right.
So, yes, very if you guys good. Are interested, please give us a call and schedule a tour of our beautiful facility and hear more about the services that we offer.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Get that number one more time, a little bit slower.
Okay. That's going to be 414-877-7818. Again, that's 414-877-7818.
Thank you, Amber. And
yes.
Again, because there's a lot of people that need the services that
yes.
y'all have. And thank you for having that patience.
Yeah.
Because you have to have patience because, you know, just like you're saying, even when it's like respite, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're gonna give you a break because we know that this is kind of tough. And it's mentally draining on people. Some people, because
Absolutely.
It's a loved one, they won't say that it's mentally draining and how it has
Absolutely.
Taken away from their social life.
Right.
And it's like
their
everything
life is
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you got to have help.
Absolutely.
So what y'all do is so, so important.
It definitely takes a village.
Yes.
Yes, it definitely takes a village, and we would love to be a part of your village and give you, that relief, that break. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of your loved one properly.
There you
go. And that's
go.
Exactly what we're here for, to give you that break and that peace of mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you and your team for doing what y'all do. All right?
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You
All
too.
Right, you as well. Again, you've been listening to What the Business Is on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, What the Business is powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from the local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and a valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. So don't miss it every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. We got to get ready to take care of some bills, and we got to find out where the hell this common sense is.
Right.
common sense, people ain't believing.
They ain't believing. I see the poll.
Yeah. We're going to come back and we're going to have this conversation, all right? We got to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. It's National Sandwich Month. It's the perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best. Great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite or something grilled to order or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way it should be. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub from Cousins. And, of course, my strawberry shake. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we are having this debate, and they going at it on the YouTube page. I don't know what the Facebook page is looking like.
The poll
is kicking my ass. They are talking about.
Yeah, let me
know.
No,
everybody ain't got comments.
Let me give you the latest numbers on the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe, the question is, do you believe everyone has common sense?
Mm-hmm.
Those that say yes and agree with you, Homer, are at 26%.
Mm-hmm. I said I'm getting my ass kicked.
And the no's are at 74%.
Hmm. Now, they had common sense to say that. They had common sense to answer the poll, but yet 74%. Do you know what that is saying? That's saying that most of you that are commenting on this poll don't have common sense. For the ones who are...
No.
Hold on, because 74% is a high number. So you telling me that that's not signifying that they don't have common sense?
I think you may be confusing mental, like being mentally disabled and common sense.
Ain't nobody saying mentally disabled. Even some people that may be considered mentally disabled, they can play sports. They can do a whole lot of things. Don't underestimate the things that people who are mentally or physically challenged can and can't do.
That's true.
So I'm telling you. So we saying that. Like some people talking about, hey, great morning. Love you and appreciate you. Yes, listening to us. All right, we appreciate that. Hey, Jane, we appreciate you.
You know, we love it when y'all come down. One morning, y'all should just come down here with us.
They ain't got the common sense
that's
to do
right.
that.
Well, I
that's
mean,
what they
we
saying.
Have, listen.
Yeah, they won't be able to find a place to park.
Yeah, they won't. Yeah, they won't find. Yeah, they
whatever.
Won't have
to, yeah, Homer, whatever.
I'm just saying. But
I'm just saying. We
call
have
in,
a whole,
please.
Yes, we have a whole area out here where you could come and eat and have breakfast.
Dale Mac said, "Blow if they have." If they had common sense, they would have said yes. And this is where I'm going. See, so if you say
okay, explain, Homer.
I just did. I was saying.
Explain again, because.
Okay, so, all right, let's read some of the comments, and then I can, that are pros or cons.
Okay.
We can go there.
Let's see here. Yeah, Blow, they got common sense. They know the right ones to play games with.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Some people be like, don't play with me. And people know, be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, this might not be the right battle.
Okay.
That's common sense.
Having basic cognitive abilities and survival instincts does not equal having common sense.
It does.
Or
sense or discernment.
Discernment.
It does.
I would argue that leading police on a high-speed chase is the opposite of common sense.
Why are they giving a high-speed chase then? Why are they running? Why are they driving? Because they don't want to get caught by the police. Common sense. If they survive when they crash, do they jump out of the vehicle and run? Why aren't they sitting in the vehicle saying,
okay,
officer.
If they had common sense, they wouldn't even run.
Fight or flight.
No, they got it. That's why they ran. If you are a criminal, you will probably run. They got common sense to know that the police can arrest them. They know law enforcement can arrest them. That's why we got to find them at somebody's house that are aiding and abetting and harboring the fugitive. Because those people know. And that woman was told that by Thomas Zollicoffer, hey, I killed 3 people. 2 on the south side, 1 on the north side.
She got no common sense. She let him stay with her and
no,
the kids.
No. She said it. She said she knew. She knew
yeah,
what
no
he
common
did.
Sense.
That is common sense. Common sense says she wasn't going to turn him in.
That's no common sense.
That is. So you got to think about what common sense is. I mean, just for real. It's common.
RC Creation said, if you know how not to shoot yourself and dodge when being shot at, you got enough common sense to understand the value
of
life.
This is all I'm saying. So people that are trying to stretch it, Y'all really reaching. But call in. The truth call-in line, 833-212-1017.
Del Mac said, then you got the PWK, that will say they don't know any better than I say, I bet you won't stick his hand in the fire because he know it will burn him. Huh? Okay.
But this is where I'm going. Like, listen.
Curly. That was from the, what's the name?
So there are so many people. Let me go with my common sense thing here, right? All right. So for all of the people that smoke blunts, I don't smoke weed. I don't do any kind of drugs. I don't do any of it, right? Whether it's from the earth or not, I don't.
It's from the earth.
I know. Not the stuff earth, they're using now.
But the earth.
Not what they're using now.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because they got, it's chemically imbalanced now.
Okay.
So that ain't.
I ain't from the earth, though. It's from the earth.
Listen. And so when you have people that are rolling these blunts, knowing to.
From the earth.
Slice open the swisher or whatever it is that they're using.
Swisher sweets.
Yeah, see.
Swisher sweets.
Common sense. Common sense. I just said swisher and you took it from there.
Listen, I didn't say I don't have common sense.
No, I know what I'm just saying. So they know to cut it open. They know to get rid of the contents that was originally in there and then put their own contents in. So, but they got all this with no common sense. They don't work in a factory where they manufacture these things, but they have enough, what is it? Common sense. And they've learned how to properly roll a blunt.
Swisher sweets.
Bailey loving it. But I'm just saying.
Dale Mack said blow. If they have common sense, they would have said yes.
On the poll, right.
Yes.
So, what else?
Let's see. Ivan Taylor said, if I came down there in the morning, I'd have the common sense to bring y'all breakfast.
There you
now,
go.
Now, see, I love that.
Right.
There we go.
And
bring
Jasmine
us some breakfast.
Gooden, this is where I'm going. Common sense doesn't mean making good choices. Right. That's all I'm saying. So let's not say they don't have common sense.
Well, let's see where your poll is at.
I know where the poll is at.
They're whooping my ass. You don't know where the poll is at.
Bailey, they whooping my ass.
Do you believe everyone has common sense?
Here we go.
The yeses have gone up.
Yeah, by what, 3%?
Well, you're...
See what I'm saying?
You're at 23%.
So I went down.
Oh, you did go down, yeah.
I told
and
you.
And the noes are at 75%.
Yeah.
LaRon said skills and common sense are two different things.
Really? These people, some of these people are really stretching this, right?
Kevin said some reactions are survival skills, instincts, knee-jerk reactions.
What is common sense called?
And experience.
What is common sense called?
Common sense can be a mixture of any of all of those.
It's common sense. If I get ready to try to slap somebody and they move black,
what is that? Your poll went up.
Stop it, Bailey. We got to take care of some
bills. You're at 25% now.
Okay.
75%.
I get it. I'm on an island.
Said no.
Cherie, you're 25%. On here. Do you believe it? What's your truth? We got to take care of some bills. The truth call-in lines are open. I'm getting my ass kicked by all these
212-1017.
That we got common sense.
I just want to know.
So 833-212-1017. I'm getting Molly.
That's the truth call line.
Yeah.
The truth talk line.
Bailey.
We can talk.
Order maybe in the studio, Bailey.
Maybe if we talk, we can get.
Can we go?
We can get
break.
In the video.
Can we? Bailey, we going to break. We are going to break. Common sense tells me.
Can we get in the
Xavier? Cut us off in mid sentence.
Maybe if we have more
we'll be back.
We can get
truth
in the video.
In the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect their what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because when you've worked hard to build something, you want to protect what works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus in on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio
in the heart of
downtown at the Avenue.
Yes, we are.
And common sense told me that as soon as you finish reading that live read, that I should come in and bring us black.
Oh, that
so
was
we
your
can
common
go
sense.
To the line. Yes, that
common
sense.
That was your
sense,
common
right?
sense operating
Because if I
would have
just been sitting here like, you'd have been like, Homer, you're not going to bring us black. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to bring us black. I ain't got no common sense. We're going to go to the common sense line.
Okay.
833-212.
Let's see what the poll is. Oh, look.
I know, Bailey.
No, look.
I'm being trounced. Listen, I ain't up to 20-something percent. I get it.
No, listen.
I get it.
You're up.
I get it. I don't care.
You at 28%
see what I'm
now.
Saying? That's all I'm saying.
Like, what?
I've accepted it.
Homer.
I've accepted
this is great news.
You really, Bailey.
Your portion of the poll has moved. I'm just saying.
Common sense tells me you're being facetious.
No,
all right?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
What?
There it is. 833-212-1017. That's the truth. Call in line. Andre, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the common sense debate. What's your truth?
Good morning. Your Honorable Judge Homer Blow, may I take the stand?
Yes, you
so
may.
So I can tell my truth.
Yes, you may.
So I can tell my truth.
Yes.
The whole truth and nothing but my truth.
That part.
All right,
yes,
then.
Yes, people have common sense. They just refuse to use it or they use it as an excuse so they can escape accountability.
Hello.
They may not be able to handle that truth,
mm-hmm.
but they do have common sense. And we got to stop letting them off the hook because we say, he just ain't got no sense.
Right.
He got some sense. Because, man, they know not to get themselves caught by the police. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How many criminals stand around and wait? How many stand around and wait? You have to say, I did it. Yep, I did it.
Right.
Nah. They take it off and run the first chance they get.
That's it. That's it. But thank you, Andre. But that's it. Like I say, when people talk about that's basic. That's common sense. Hello, just say I'm not trying to get hurt. Now we just saw people just constantly just standing there and knowing that harm is right there, or this big old piano is going to fall on them that's falling off a truck. Let me stand here and watch me die. You know what I'm saying? If there's something you touch and it's hot, but oh, that's hot. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So,
okay, off our YouTube chat, Chanel says common sense is a thinking process.
Hello.
You have to choose between what's right and what's wrong.
Hello. Hello.
Yep.
That's it.
Taylor
that's
said common
basic.
Sense is your basic practical judgment of everyday life.
Hello.
Skills. Are specific abilities that you learn and practice to do tasks.
Hello.
Grown and Tatted said, everyone and everything is born with common sense. Whether we choose to use it.
Hello.
Is up to us.
That's it. That's why I say selective. People are being selective. And that's why some people be like, they ain't got no common sense. Yes, they do. Because you can check out a bunch of other things that they did that shows that they used their common sense.
Kevin said.
It's selective.
Break it down. Common sense is a sense that is common in all people. If you look around you, you would see that only senses that are common are sight, smell, touch, hearing, and speech.
So you're saying everything else you do is not common sense. So if I get ready to slap the sugar honey iced tea out of you,
what?
You are not going to defend yourself. You are not going to be like, you know, jump or whatever, or grab the person's hand and tell them, what the hell are you doing?
All of these comments.
I'm about to slap you.
All these comments are off of our YouTube chat. Want to encourage everybody to join us, watch us live on YouTube. Enlightenment says everybody has common sense, just like God bless everyone with free will, which is a conscious mind. So if you have a conscious mind, you absolutely have common sense. It's just not common to use it now.
That part. See, but these are all of the things, and this is why I'm saying where this is a lopsided debate, obviously.
Mm.
But the people are explaining exactly what I was explaining before we even put up the poll.
But those people must not be taking the poll because
I get it. I get it. I get it.
Monty Badger says humans don't have instincts.
Okay, so when a baby cries when it's born, that's not an instinct.
Kev said Homer's confusing common sense with experience and knowledge.
Really? So the baby had knowledge to cry.
The way you said that. Just,
really? The baby had knowledge to cry. You know what? when they spank me, I'm going to cry.
If they don't want to get hurt.
The hell are we talking about here?
If they don't want to.
You know what?
If they don't want to get hurt, explain why they run through red lights.
Why, the same reason they hobble when they get hit and they still try to not get caught, Minister Kevin. The same reason. I explained that part earlier. Maybe you just came in. Good morning.
But, grown and tatted said even animals use common sense.
Yeah.
Most times you won't see a zebra just go lay in a lion's mouth.
Hello. Hello? And they could be drinking water and be, hold on. The antelope be like, hold on.
Your pole down a little bit.
Hold on.
Your pole is down a little bit.
Oh, I know I'm losing the pole.
I don't understand why you're losing the pole. You're all here preaching.
Listen. It's okay. It's okay.
Do you believe everyone has common sense? The yeses, 27%.
Uh-huh.
And the noes, 73%. What happened, right. Homer?
What I said happened earlier. Common sense tells me that the majority of people feel like everybody doesn't have common sense.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what's happening.
I am not.
You're not?
I am not. But it explains
a
lot of things. It does explain a lot of things
to
me. So that's where I'm at.
What else does it explain to you?
It explains to me that enlightenment is on the truth call-in line at 833-212-1017.
That's where.
And I'd like to find out what enlightenment's truth is. So, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you, enlightenment. What's your truth?
So, I hope I don't offend nobody when I say this. Hey,
hold on. As long as it ain't no certain words now. Hold on. All right. Cool.
Well, I feel like the people that saying that common sense is not common is the same people that probably don't use their common sense every day. Because if you coming outside and you got to walk across the street, common sense going to tell you not to walk across the street while that light is green, while that light is red. So if people saying that common sense is not common, that means they're not using it. Because God give us all intuition. He give us intuitive. He give us gut feeling. He give us instincts, everybody. And if you don't follow your first mind or your gut feeling or your instincts, you're going to be like, dang, I wish I would have used my first mind. I wish I would have followed my gut feeling. That's common sense.
Because mm-hmm.
if you go against that, you don't have common sense. People that don't have common sense are the same ones that go in churches and shoot it up, are the same ones that eat people, are the same ones that kill kids, that rape kids, that do. That's not common sense. Like, that's, I don't know, that's on a whole another level with something else, but everybody have common sense. It honestly, it shouldn't even really be a topic because,
right.
I mean, look at the world that we live in.
that part. And thank you. Thank you for your call. Minister Kevin said, I think you're losing the poll is because you use the word everyone. It is. Listen, everyone has it. Whether they use it, Minister Kevin, that is the whole key. So that's the question. Does everyone have it? They do. But do they use it? I said that in the beginning. Anytime I have a conversation about this, I said, but not everybody uses it. They got it, though.
Okay.
They use it selectively, some of them. Uh-huh. Some of them use it selectively. Just like the stoplight thing, which I brought up earlier. Like, you know, why don't we see a lot more people flatten like pancakes downtown? Because even if they have some mental health issues, I've seen them stand with their carts or whatever at that corner in their tattered clothes at that corner.
They got carts.
Yeah, they got buggies like from grocery stores or whatnot. Mm-hmm. That we used to make go-karts out of when I was coming up. Yep. Mm-hmm. You used to take the bottom off and put the little wooden plate on there and then a rope and steer it. And, yeah, somebody pushed you and all that good stuff. But anyway, yeah, common sense. That's why I said, yes, everyone has it. Uh-huh. But does everyone use it? Now, that would have been a different question.
Right.
That would have been a different question.
Okay.
Does everyone use it? My question was, does everyone have common sense? And that answer, truly, in my opinion, is yes, they do. Now, I always say, but they don't always use it. So, or they're selective when they use it. Because there's certain things that they do. The same one that you said didn't have common sense is still hiding right now from law enforcement because they murdered somebody.
Mm.
Because they raped a kid.
Uh-huh.
They raped a woman.
Uh-huh.
They raped a man.
Uh-huh.
They've done these different crimes, but now we got to spend man hours. How much does each homicide cost? $2 million.
Mm.
$2 million. But yet we're talking about what we don't have in our community. And we had a day where we had three homicides. $6 million.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what that could do for our community where we're talking about we need this and we need that?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, don't nobody want to talk about that. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We got to take care of these bills because common sense say if we don't pay these bills, we won't get paid. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Are your finances low? Your mindset off track? Or are you ready to get into real estate? Well, tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. You're going to learn today.
Hey.
Hey. I know you see us on the radio.
True.
I know you hear us on the radio, too.
True.
That's why I'm the legendary Home of Blow. Along with my girl.
Bailey.
Along with my girl.
Bailey.
Along with my girl.
Bailey.
Yeah. And we got common sense, too.
Another one.
We're going to learn today. Cobb Wellness. Great morning. Love you.
Shout out to Cobb Wellness. My girl Patrice over there. She's going to be at Family Fest tomorrow, too.
Yes. That part.
I heard she's going to be doing, like, back massages.
Okay.
I might have to roll through. I ain't going to lie.
Well, you know what? It's according to what time she get doing. She's going to be there early to set up.
Yeah.
So you might have to do it before we even go on the air.
She's going to have to come on and shout it out with us, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You probably have to, you know, go on and get that little touch up.
Yeah.
Before we go live.
I know, right?
Be like, what time you going to set up, Tree?
Exactly. Exactly.
Be like, okay. Well, I'll be there this time anyway.
Exactly.
Like, I got you. And listen, we're going to come on the air like, I agree.
Great morning, everyone.
Why you seem so relaxed? Well, I'm calm.
I'm calm.
It's a wellness about it.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. So, yes, I'm clobbered in the polls.
No, not you.
Yeah, clobbered.
Wow.
Clobbered.
Oh, was it too bad?
Yeah, it was.
No,
it was a massacre.
Oh, you got 26%.
It's a massacre. Massacre.
Oh, you know.
You know how many people were injured? 26 people were injured.
26.
Yes.
26.
Anything above 5.
Well, I love
the
mass.
Poll. It's mass, right?
I'm shooting out some hearts for the poll right now. If you're on, you see my hearts going.
Yeah. But they won't know what they are because they don't have common sense.
Right, that's true.
What are those hearts for? You know, what is this go live button for on my phone?
Exactly.
Why do
y'all show Homer some love? Show Homer some love with some hearts
it's
on
okay.
there. He feel bad because his poll didn't go well.
I stand on business.
Show send some hearts out, y'all.
Nope.
Go ahead.
No
Homer wants some hearts.
No hearts needed because everybody.
Do the laughing face then.
We'll just agree. Right, there you go. We'll just agree to disagree. That's all.
See, they sending hearts. No,
we'll just agree
on,
to disagree.
There we go.
I'm just
there
telling you.
See, Patrice sent you some hearts.
We'll agree to disagree. That's all. And that's all it is. That's all it is.
Come on,
because
Homer.
I'm going
sending
to continue,
some hearts to you.
I'm going to continue to hold people accountable.
Our live chat.
I'm going
is
to
sending
continue.
You hearts because your poll. You
listen,
lost your poll.
Listen, I am going
listen.
To continue to hold people accountable. I'm going to continue to call people out because I know a lot of them know better. And whether they're doing better or not, that's a choice that they're choosing
listen.
To make because everybody got choices.
They sending
so
you
y'all
some
can
hearts.
Tell me. That
that's
they don't have common sense, and that's why we're
See,
dealing
they
with
showing
this.
You, they showing you all kinds
Listen,
of love.
All
on
I'm
here.
Saying is
Homer is refusing
have,
your love.
We have agreed to disagree, and it's okay.
Wait a minute.
That's how it goes.
Listen.
That's how it goes.
So the final tally on the poll.
I don't need it.
As they show you hearts.
No, you already said that it was
love.
26.
Oh, listen, we got some laughing faces.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So
y'all cracked me up.
But I'm good
I'm
with it.
I'm
going
to give you a final tally. Final tally of the poll.
Didn't you just say I was 26 people?
No, you good. Listen.
Oh, it went down.
Do you believe everyone has common sense?
The
poll is.
The daggers.
They're not daggering.
No, you are.
They're,
you are putting in
hearts.
The dagger. No, you are pushing.
The yeses. The
you're doing
your
just
people.
Like the person with the fork, except
yeah,
you have
listen,
an actual knife.
Listen. The yeses are at 25%.
It went down
and the
no's. So that's what I'm saying.
Are at 75%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
and you're getting lots of laughing faces, laughing
know,
face emojis.
I know.
And you're getting lots of hearts. People love you, Homer.
I know.
They
I
love
know.
You.
35 years in county.
Yeah, they
good.
Love you, Homer.
I'm good with the good,
but
the
you
bad,
lost
the
his
ugly, and the disagree. But still I stand and still I rise. Still I stand and still I rise.
Yes, you do.
That's all I'm saying.
You do.
So, but,
it's all good.
They're going to learn today.
It's all good. Yeah, that was a great poll.
That
Homer.
Was a great massacre. It's cool. hashtag that. Part.
Lots of love.
Hashtag
Lots
facts.
Of love.
And
thanks, y'all, for sending all the hearts.
Yeah, but some people are giving people excuses.
No excuses.
It is.
No, you because feel like there's excuses?
Yeah, because if you say that everybody doesn't have common sense, everything they're doing makes sense to them. Be like, see, I ain't got to be held accountable because I ain't got common sense. That's a damn lie. Send your ass to prison for 20 years.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I'd be damned if you get to say, well, I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, they don't use that
plead
anymore.
Plead insanity
they use the mental health
plead,
thing
that's
these
what I'm
days.
Saying. Plead
these
insanity.
These days, they have mental health issues.
Plead insanity.
You think it's insanity?
I'm just saying if this is what we're going to do, because that's exactly what we're dealing with now when some people say they need to give them more time, like I would say. They needed this, like I would say.
Uh-huh.
They needed that. If you agree that they don't have common sense,
uh-huh.
then that means that they shouldn't be judged the way that people who have common sense are judged.
Well, you know,
so we should let a lot of the criminals and other bad behavior go unpunished because they don't have common sense.
You think so?
Because if you have common sense, you would be like, you know, y'all wouldn't be doing that. No, they're making a choice. They're using their common sense when it's selective. When somebody comes and say, hey, y'all get away from over there, they see law enforcement and now they want to scatter and this, that, and the other and make them chase them and all that kind of stuff.
So,
yeah, that's a sign of common sense they want to use it.
See, we were going to talk about something that we didn't get to, y'all, was...
It wasn't common sense. So.
the kids, that did the rabble-rousing at State Fair.
Yeah, well...
They had a whole
list. They
didn't
have common sense, though, Bailey.
They didn't have common sense to post that list on Facebook about the five things that you should do.
It was everywhere. Yeah, it was.
They didn't have common sense to post. That wasn't common sense. You wouldn't post all that. And then people know who you are.
But they talked about all of the crimes that they
things that you should do at State Fair.
So how do they know to snatch your Cartiers off your face?
How do they know what Cartiers are?
Common sense. Chains, medallions, snatch it off their neck.
Yeah.
But the number one thing is go out there to fight.
Oh, what? Mr. Kevin said, Minister
Kevin
said, a lot of them have a sense of criminality and not common sense.
How are you using it? That's an oxymoron. You just said sense. Hello? You just... Oxymoron your own comment, Minister Kevin. You said
Minister Kevin alone. Sense
of criminality. Well, hello. You know what? We got to get ready to go.
We got to go.
It's the weekend. Tomorrow we're excited. It is the Truth Family Fest.
Yes.
Riverside University High School.
Yes.
I'll be there with my common sense and all.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine is on at all times.
At all times?
When I make a mistake, I have to admit it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right, then.
Bailey, what you got?
Trust God, do good. Something great is going to happen for you today. And you know what? We'll see you at True Family Fest tomorrow. We kick things off. We'll be there from 11 to noon. Make sure you're there.
All right. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon. Followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. I believe she may be in studio today.
Okay.
She may be in studio.
I heard she was.
And that's from noon to 2. And then, of course, 2 to 4 is still the Grapevine, but it's hosted by Ray Nitti. And then 4 to 7, we tap in with Jazz Tyler. Make sure y'all continue to give her some love and support. We both lost a couple of people that are very close and important to us. So if nobody has told you that they love you today, I need to let you know that I love you. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend, especially at the Truth Family Fest.
Yes.
11 to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Riverside University High School. We are about here for now. Xavier, thank you for a great show.
Thanks, Xavier.
And you wave. That's common sense. I'd say thank
you. It's a learned habit.
Yeah. Common sense. Bye.